Can you see a pattern emerging? Another pub? More ghosts? It does seem the pubs in York offer a very good reputation for those supernatural spirits to linger on. Ye old Star Inn, dating back to the year 1644, bringing you warmth, music, beer, and a host of paranormal activity. During the Civil War, the cellars beneath the pub were used as a makeshift hospital, tending to those injured soldiers from the battlegrounds. The cellars are even older than the pub itself. And not so surprisingly, this is where you may bump into a vision of the night. The most common sighting, or rather hearing, within the cellars are the piercing screams of the Royalist soldiers. One can only imagine the scenes down there in the 17th century, with brutal battles being fought, bodies left to die and rot on the field were brought in by medics to the nearest place for mending. In a world before anesthetic, surgeons would have to remove the mutilated limbs of soldiers with nothing more than a saw and a stick of wood beneath the teeth. Blood pouring from the wound as tears streamed from the very eyes of the dying soldier, his screams filling the streets with pain. Those screams have never left. On a quiet night, you can still hear the wincing cries of the soldiers. In addition to the screams, a forlorn-looking lady, dressed completely in black, can often be seen walking up and down the staircases of the pub. It is said she represents the death left behind, all the widows left in despair following the conflict, forever hoping their men will return. Now, a tale of the supercatrel. It is widely known in Yorkshire that there was a custom of bringing cats up within a building to help bring luck and prevent fire to the premises. Thankfully, this has long been left behind. However, so have two black cats whose ghostly images can be seen patrolling the bar area, and we have a good idea of where they may have been buried within the walls, as there are strange goings-on that happen in the pillar that stands between the door and the bar. Very regularly, dogs brought into the pub will suddenly get angry and bark, snarl and growl loudly, looking to attack the pillar for no particular reason. There's a tale of a dog getting so cross it charged at the pillar, managing to knock himself out in the process. Obviously, the cats had the last laugh on that one.